This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The consumer vibe early to mid-pandemic-ish was that we were buying goods, stuff, things, with all the money we weren't spending on travel and eating out and entertainment. The 180 on that the past 18 months or so, the shift to services from goods, has been well documented. And it has put no small amount of pressure on the companies that ship and deliver all that stuff, especially FedEx. The company is dealing with another quarter of falling revenue, and it's in the middle of a restructuring to boot. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more on that one.
To understand what's happening with FedEx today, Stifel analyst Bruce Chan looks back to spring 2020.
Remember, you know, how hard it was to get toilet paper at the very beginning of the pandemic.
One of many supply chain-related shortages that caused shippers to overorder. As they caught up, manufacturers and retailers were left with a glut of inventory that Chan says they're finally working down.
And that's been causing a lot of pressure on freight flows and freight volumes.
That's as FedEx is spending more on wages and equipment like forklifts, while people are choosing experiences over goods. But Deutsche Bank analyst Amit Mehrotra says as they get that out of their system,
and there's a better balance between goods and services spending, we will actually have a restock cycle later this year.
Filling inventory for holiday shoppers. FedEx can't blame their lackluster performance all on the economy.
When revenue is going down, it exposes a lot.
He says tough times have pressured FedEx to become more efficient. They plan to cut costs by $4 billion in 2 years. And there's new opportunities ahead for the company, says University of Pittsburgh's Prakash Mershandani, especially with small and mid-sized retailers like Shein.
They are grabbing a greater proportion of the market.
He says FedEx will be competing with UPS and others as retailers up their e-commerce game. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.